A gloomy day. Have you ever had a gloomy day? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. A gloomy day. All of us wake up at times to a gloomy day, and we look outside and we see the weather is inclement. We look inside and we see the house is cold or damp. We see our room is unpleasant. We want to stay in bed. We just don't feel like getting up. We look around us and we see everything in sort of a disarray, and we just have no encouragement to go and greet the day. This happens to many people, perhaps far too often than we'd like to admit, but it happens. And when it happens, what happens to us? What happens to us is that we feel completely bereft of all benefit from life. How can you enjoy life better and have happier days and have happier lifetimes? How can you get more out of your life and really thrill to life more often than it is that you don't thrill to life? Now, this happens to all of us. We get to the point where we feel that things just aren't going right and nothing happens that makes us happy, and we just don't know which way to turn. We don't know what to do next. We feel very insecure and very unhappy about things. Well, if we're going to stay there and remain in that sort of an attitude, our day will be like that. Our life will be like that. And we will feel all sorts of unhappiness for ourselves, and we'll wonder, what in the world is going on in my world that makes it so unhappy like this? And then we stop and look at what we've been thinking. We looked outside, and we called what is a normal wet day gloomy. We called it unhappy. We looked outside, we saw the wind blowing, and we saw the rain coming down, and we saw the wind, and we thought, oh my goodness, that's a gloomy day. And no, it isn't. Look out there. Every drop of rain that comes down nourishes the trees, the flowers, the birds, the bees. It nourishes everything in life. It washes off the leaves of the trees and makes them a lovely green. And if it's wintertime, it washes up the branches and gets down underneath the leaves that are laying on the foot of the trees, making them moist, giving a wonderful blanket of warmth and moisture to the tree for the wintertime. If it is a summer day and the rain is coming down, how lovely it is to see it. And then you say, well, what about the terrible rains that come down and cause floods and things? Yes, what about them? What about those terrible rains that come down and cause floods? Where is our thought? Where is our consciousness when those terrible rains come down and cause floods? Where is our thought? Oh dear, oh dear. We cry, we cry, we cry. Instead of saying, all is in divine order now. That's going to make a difference to say all is in divine order now. Yes, it will. Thoughts are things. And when we say all is in divine order now, so it is. Do you mean to say that people who live in these terrible tornado areas and hurricane areas and flood areas and volcano areas and earthquake areas and all sorts of other areas, acts of God, my goodness, are acts of God areas? That's right. Mm-hmm. And we are more right than we know when we say they are acts of God. Because God is our mind. God is our thinking. God is our intelligence. God is us. We are God. And it's up to us to determine what we as God want in our world. But that's terrible. No, it's not terrible. That's the law of cause and effect. That's the white corpuscles of our body going out and activating the universe on our behalf according to our thoughts. And whatever it is that we feel is so important, that's what we get. Now, when you're flying in an airplane, you say, oh dear, this is terrible, you know. But then it's terrible. You have all that anxiety in you, and it's just as though something really happened. If you can bless your airplane, surround it with your pure white light of love, and say, all is in divine order. My journey is already established, and I go in peace and harmony, and it's wonderful. I look out the windows of the airplane, and I see the rain falling, and I say, nourishing the ground, blessing it, just enough rain to make it all perfect. And then I say those things, I put that cause in motion. And as I land, I say, this airplane is blessed. Every organ, action, function of my body is blessed. Every organ, action, function of this airplane is blessed. It lands perfectly. It takes off perfectly. It flies perfectly. It goes wherever my heart wants it to go. And when I get home, and there's somebody waiting for me with their car, comfortably right at the curb to pick me up, not a drop of rain touches my head. And I step inside and say, "Hi, I'm home again." And they say, "Welcome, my beloved. You and I, we are the ones who are in charge of our gloomy day. And we can make it a super day if it is our choice. We can make it a super day by our thoughts and by our words. By everything we do, we can make it a super day. Now, what kind of day do you want? Do you want a happy day? Well, if you want a happy day, put that cause in motion. If you want a happy day, begin to realize you are master of your life. Every thought you think manifests in your world. Now, a friend of mine was feeling unhappy the other day and couldn't figure out why. And she was sleeping in a bed that had been slept in by other people who had unhappy thoughts. They had anxiety. They had desires. They had fulfillments. They were looking forward to operations. They were looking forward to all sorts of things. Well, now, this bed and this bedroom was just filled with those vibrations. And this person went in there and fell down to sleep and said, "Oh, I'm so tired." And they started sleeping, and then they woke up with a start. They had aches in their bodies. They had aches all over them. They didn't know what was going on. And they called me. And they said, "Can you come?" And I said, "Sure." So I came. And I talked to him. And I said, "Now, did you bless your bed before you got..." "Oh, yes, I did. I did." I said, "My bed is my cradle of harmony, peace, and love." "That's fine. Now, did you say all is in divine order? Did you say, these are my vibrations in this room, my vibrations of love and peace and happiness?" "No." "Well, that's what you do. Now, right now, say that. It's not too late. Change the vibrations of the world around you by your thought. You don't have to live in other people's vibrations. You live in the vibrations of peace. If some people want hurricanes in their life, that's fine. You can be right in the middle of them. And you say, not for me. For me, it is peace and harmony. All is in divine order. There's no floods when you are there and you say, all is in divine order. There's no lack of sleep or feeling uncomfortable when you say, all is in divine order. When you lay down your head, do you say, I am peace, and drift off to a wonderful, peaceful dream? You can, you know. We can create our gloomy day if we wish, or we can create it another way. Now, how do you want to create your life? How do I want to create my life? I create my life in peace, in harmony, in love. I create everyone around me feeling just wonderful. And I create everything in my world supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Man, I tell you, it's wonderful. And I am the master because I have made my choice. And my world is a reflection of my choice. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters. Now, what matters in your world? I say, that's all that matters in my world. That's all that matters in your world. Let it be done. And so it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.